Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show is brought to you by the LasVegasAdvisor.com, CasinoMeister.com, and ThePog.com. Three great sites for all your casino gaming information needs.
If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Dr. Nick House. It's shaking in Las Vegas.
Quite a lot, as a matter of fact, due to two relatively strong earthquakes centered in California, Ridgecrest, about 125, 150 miles away from Las Vegas.
Crazy! The whole world knows about this, especially the poker world and the gaming world. Yes. And I am terrified now to go in high-rise buildings. Do tell them why. You would have seen the video, I'm sure. Gary Benson's video. I remember messaging you saying, go watch Mr. Gary Benson, Australian Poker Players video. Oh, Lord. So many stories up. The whole building shaking.
Gary lives in a high rise here in Las Vegas. He stays in the condo there. And on his Facebook, he put in just the tail end of the earthquake. I think it lasted for about 20 seconds, and he probably only put up about 5 or 6 seconds of it.
Oh, that was the tail end?
Yeah, the chandeliers were shaking pretty violently, and even
more
so. The
whole building was shaking.
Yes, but I really wouldn't worry too much about it, though, because a lot of these buildings on the West Coast are retrofitted to be earthquake-proof, so there's a pretty good shot you're going to survive.
But we should 100% worry if we are in a third-world country, right?
I wouldn't go on a second flight of stairs in a third world country with the building codes that they have there.
Okay. All right, then. I wonder what it's like in Australia.
I don't know. Oh, let me tell you this. There were two earthquakes.
In
Las Vegas. And they were about a day apart. The first one was a 6.8, I believe. I didn't really feel that one too much. But the 7.1 I did feel, as did everybody else in the poker World Series. And so I'm sitting there in my bed.
People wrote that it was evacuated. Is that true?
I'm not entirely sure. From the videos that I saw, it just seems that they stopped play for a few minutes.
Right.
And then resumed. So it would make sense if they evacuated the World Series of Poker, they would have had to evacuate the hotel and casino. And from the videos that I heard, I did not see the alarms or hear the alarms go off. So I'm pretty sure that they didn't. They just probably suspended play for a little while, but then restarted right away. Now, speaking of which, when it actually happened, I was in my bed watching some television, and then my bed started shaking. And I'm, this is a new feeling. I've never felt this before. And I looked over to my desk, and my desk started shaking. And actually, honest to God truth, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, my God, those ghosts. Follow me home from the haunted museum.
I actually thought it was ghosts in an earthquake once, not very high up in the Flamingo. But anyway, speaking of ghosts in the haunted museum, I have a story that everyone has to hear. We did speak about that last show, correct? And since I have had an experience, and it has been terrible, and I've had a terrifying week with not much sleep, let me tell you, I am not muttering one word of lie. So this is for all of the people that don't believe in luck and all of the people that are skeptical out there. So, Dr. Nick, you escorted me to the Haunted Museum, did you not?
I did.
Okay, so we had all of this all spoken about last show. However, I will just elaborate a little over this, you know, thing that happened to me this week. So when I got to a certain room and got the Dracula's scrying mirror in it, there was a painting on the wall and I freaked the hell out, right? I just had all these childhood thoughts coming back. Like, oh my God, that painting, you know, like in my house when I was a child, blah, 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 blah. Was I not saying all of that? And the woman replied, what? What did she say?
She said the reason that painting is in here because it had a tendency to every house that it was in burned down.
Right, and I replied that my house burned down
when I was a child.
Right, okay, so that is the last time I had seen that painting. And I was
so
a child.
So much so, they actually collected all those paintings and burned them.
Right, exactly, right? Because what was happening in the UK, where allegedly, 50,000, I think, were burned, because I watched the Deadly Possessions video on the crying boy painting. Everyone go look up this painting, go watch this video. So they're all burned in a big bonfire. These firemen were going into houses, and houses are gutted, and here's the painting. It's like, wow, how did you survive? They're like, was it painted in... Pardon me, fireproof paint or what happened? Anyhow, I dragged my family out of a building when I was 12 years of age, and that painting was in it. My legs went all jelly. I freaked the hell out. Last show, I've got fire people coming today to check my smoke alarms, because last show, beep, 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 I'm just like all paranoid now. You know, ever since that thing, and I've been all terrified of ghosts. Anywho, I'm sitting here just a couple of days ago. You guys are not going to believe this. You're just not going to believe this. Well, my mother turned up, and she had a whole bunch of stuff in boxes for me that she'd gotten out of storage. There's a storage of her and my aunts, right? And she pulls off the top of it the damn painting.
Ooh.
No, not ooh. Oh!
So is it hanging in? Is it hanging in your bedroom now?
No, it is not hanging in my bedroom. That thing can stay the F away. She like, I'm saying burn that thing. She's like, no, I like this painting. I'm like, Mom, it burns houses down. She's saying, don't be so ridiculous. I showed her YouTube clips. I showed her articles. She was clutching that thing. I swear my mother's become possessed. She was clutching it saying, no, I like it, and she will not let it go. Wow. Anyhow.
Did you let it anywhere near you?
No, and I kept telling her not to touch me. I don't want that freaky thing anyway. Anyway, I've got guys coming to check the fire alarms. Everyone's going to be pleased to know, on a radio note and gaming note, that they will not be hearing my fire alarm in the background any longer after today.
So you're getting your smoke alarms tested and replaced.
I am. After that, absolutely. Speaking of which, back to, earthquakes, gaming and whatever else, there was a fire as well as an earthquake. I believe that it was at the Jackpot Casino. Is that it?
I haven't heard anything about that. Jackpots, I know, is a bar and grill.
Well, they've called it a casino. So there's so many casinos that I just don't know. Four Jack's Casino and Hotel.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It took 3 hours for them to put the fire out. So that's like. Oh, I assume so.
We'll have to look that up and see what's going on.
I assume it's burned. It says Jackpot, Nevada.
Okay, well, we'll have to look into that. But,
of course, I was looking for fires in my local area, you know, when that happened, because of that damn painting, and right. Up comes that.
So speaking of, we are, the World Series was not evacuated. There was a little shaking going on, and congratulations to all the players who were doing well, some of which we know that had a pretty good run. So far, one of the biggest surprises is Mr. Alan Kessler, who at least min-cashed, I know that. And he's just had a great
Alan always been catches.
Yes. But in the main event, that is a real accomplishment.
So there's been some amazing WSOP numbers, to say the least. There has been a little increase in women, not much of an increase of women. So the Women's Poker Association, good job. There was a, as we mentioned last week, a women's poker warm-up event to which there was a bit of a scuffle at the end of.
And I told people, if you could guarantee a fight at the end of every women's event, I guarantee you it would be one of the highest poker shows of all time on TV.
Absolutely, without a doubt. There has been an increase in women. Other than, I think it was the 2006 World Series of Poker, this has had the most entries, so that's fabulous. They went over 8,500.
Yeah. Yes. What was your bet? What was your over-under?
Oh, I was way off. Way off. I said 7,241 or something. I was pretty precise with my bet. I was way off. I really did think
and those everyone... are just the numbers. Those are just the numbers for the main event, so everybody's clear.
Right. Yeah. I thought everyone was playing event, you know, the first lot of events where there's no rake for $500. There were just so many entrants that I thought they've all gone home now. So that's going to reduce numbers. That's what I thought. Wrong was I. Right. They have done very well. So the World Series of Poker, as we talk, is still running. There's been a lot of notables knocked out. I know that Australia's own Joe Hashem is gone, and Shane Warne, our cricketer, who was also a poker player, used to be an 888 player, in fact, among other places, gone.
I heard that Phil Ivey went out in under an hour.
Wow.
Yes, and wow. And I think Gary...
Negreanu was knocked out.
Yeah, Negreanu went out rather quickly, too. He played a lot this summer, so...
He did. And, what about the Brunsons? I'm not sure.
I don't think Doyle played this year.
Trying to keep track of 8,000 players is just absolutely just so difficult. The last year's winner, Sin, was knocked out.
Yes, he was. He was knocked out yesterday. I actually saw him walk out of the building. So yeah, he did well.
Who else? I don't know. Many. All gone.
Hansen. Gus Hansen was at the feature table the other day, and he's put together a good run so far. He was down to a short stack, and then made quite a comeback. So he's making a run.
I watched ESPN, and on there they said that they are pretty sure that he had lost every chip and won every chip on the table. So it's quite possible he could be knocked out or he could be in. Who knows? Who knows with that man? Anyway.
It's him. Nobody really has any idea. Everybody thinks that he doesn't have it, but sometimes he does.
Actually, they did do an interview, and they were talking about something that I'd spoken to Blair Rodman, a well-known blackjack and poker player, about, which is young'uns versus old'uns. I don't know, older players. And Hansen said exactly what Blair Rodman had said. They are just coming up with so many new things now. You young guys, go for it. Absolutely new ways of analyzing bets and hands, and you know, it's becoming
is that
very
more of a software point of view, or would that be more of a just a perception at the table, or some combination of the two?
Well, not software, because this is playing live, so
right.
New ways of thinking, basically. Okay. So they take think back to the very basis of maths and poker and analysis and how it has developed. And, you know, a lot of people say that Sklinski, as an example, gave us the foundations. Right. Since then, of course, people have built on that and built on that. And look, nothing's changing. It just builds and builds and builds and builds. Anywho, by this time, by next show, there'll be a winner.
There will be a winner. Well, we will have to wait patiently for that. What do you think would happen if Mr. Alan Kessler won it?
Oh, wow. That would be absolutely fantastic, to be honest. But I think that that place would have more people in it watching than ever before.
Yes.
He made the final table.
Well, you know what, though? I have a story to tell about Alan Kessler, and you probably haven't seen it or heard about it yet. But I found it this morning. I was watching Facebook this morning, and it was the end of day three where Alan had something like 600, you know, whatever. He had over half a million in chips, and it was a dinner break.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put up a video of Alan. This is after he's pretty much guaranteed to cash that event. So during the dinner break, him and a gentleman that he knows went to Wendy's, and they're at Wendy's, and he's yelling at the guy, no, you got to get this value meal. He's lecturing him on the importance of value in a value meal at one of the fast food places here in Las Vegas. And after that, when they're splitting the bill, he yells at the guy because the guy walked away and he's like, hey, wait, you owe me $1.50 for the bill.
So well, that is exactly now the rich stay rich and the poor get poorer. It was that is exactly how. I had dinner with Alan in Melbourne. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about that. And what an adventure story about Alan's adventures in Melbourne where you thought everybody was trying to kill him?
Well, it's dark in Melbourne. It's not lit up like Las Vegas is. So right. Anyhow, Miss Alan Kessler, I enjoyed having dinner with Alan, but I don't know. I'd choose a different restaurant next time. Yes. We ate Italian. I'd definitely choose a different one. I didn't like that one. Anywho.
Well, there's another interesting story about Alan Kessler. Someone put up
Alan stories.
Yes, but this is actually pretty hysterical. Someone put up a photo. He's like, oh, look who just came to my table. And it's a picture of Alan Kessler. And they decided to put all the variety of filters that they have on their Snapchat chat on there. So
really?
Alan had a full head of hair and a beard in one and a mustache in another. It was quite amusing.
Why would they tease him like that?
I don't know. Alan is a very interesting character.
He is
one that everybody knows, that's for sure. Yes. And
absolutely.
Speaking of which, that's not the only thing going on at the World Series of Poker. There were some very not so good things happened. A couple people got kicked out.
Oh. Yes, I think there were some naked people and some stuff like that happening.
Well,
is that what you
mean? I saw the video. A guy went all in blind with king. No, with, I'm sorry, with queen.
For the main event?
For the main event. King 4, king 3, something like that. And he was, for whatever reason, the guy was obviously been drinking. I think they interviewed one of the guys that was next to him. And this gentleman owned a bar for 17 years, and he said this guy definitely had alcohol on him, and he decided for whatever reason to take off his shoes and throw them at the dealer and pull down his pants for some reason.
Pull down his pants? What the hell? Well, are you serious?
Poker immortality, I suppose.
He flopped his wee-wee on the table?
I have no idea. I didn't watch too closely of it. I don't like to give those kind of people that kind of attention. And then later on, he went to another casino and took off his pants and jumped up on the craps table for some odd reason. And
what's his man's obsession with not wearing pants? Does anyone know him?
I have no idea. But they finally arrested him there. That's the one. And then there was the other incident that occurred. A guy, also a Russian player, who's been drinking. He was drinking apparently quite a bit.
Blame the drinkers.
He won a small pot, and there was no one. There was an empty seat next to him, and when he went to scoop in all the chips, he grabbed the stack of chips that was on an empty seat next to him and scooped them in with his chips, and he was automatically disqualified, although his chip is his buy.
Okay, that's not very nice, actually. That is like the lowest of low acts, stealing another player's chips. I don't like that.
Another thing they escorted him out of the hotel and banned him from the Caesars properties, and then he came back in to Caesars properties
listening to our show and finding out that El Dorado had bought them out.
Well, for whatever reason, and then they arrested him, and he had to spend the night in jail.
Well, people at casinos take security very seriously, as they should. There have been people robbed at the World Series of Poker outside in the car park.
Yes.
The World Series of Poker has called for reinforced security.
I was there yesterday cheering on one of our friends playing, and they actually had a special response team there in place, and these are rather large gentlemen with fully armed and dogs. Mm-hmm.
They
have upgraded security quite a bit, but to me that doesn't make any sense because all the security is within the poker room. But people are getting robbed outside. Yes.
There was Joey Ingram that said that they needed better security at the World Series of Poker. This is quoting him. World Series of Poker parking lot ASAP. I'm surprised this type of thing hasn't happened more often with how big and open the parking lot is and how little security exists outside. This type of thing is awful to allow this to happen. Please fix this ASAP. So that's after some robberies.
Rumor has it, though, this might very well be the last year that the World Series of Poker is actually held at the Rio. Yes, they are talking about at least this year or maybe next year or the year after that for sure. They will likely be moving the World Series of Poker.
It's already held there.
Yeah, well, they'll be moving it to the new convention centers that are going to be located behind Harrah's and the Link on the east side of the strip. So that's interesting. Yeah, definitely a possibility.
I think this could have something to do with that El Dorado takeover.
The rumor has it actually in Vegas is that they are considering, or it's highly probable at least, that they'll be bringing in a Major League Baseball team, and the property where the Rio sits will be a likely candidate for that stadium. So maybe they're trying to rebrand Las Vegas as a sports town, which, very well may be the case. But if that is the case and they move it, the parking is going to be a nightmare because they're going to start charging for parking. They already do at the
Flamingo. No, I don't even want to think about it. I don't think anyone wants to. Parking, it has been the subject of the whole last year. Don't want to think about it. I do want to continue on the robberies, though. Right. You know, all of these people at the World Series of Poker, not that I'm the boss of the show. I shouldn't be just butting in like that. But I was just sitting there thinking of all these people walking around, you know, $10,000 main event buy-in. And there's 8,000 of them just strolling on through the car park. Well, obviously.
Do the math on that. 8,000 times 10,000.
Right, lots of people, of course, would, wire it or, do whatever. But the point is, obviously, it's a robber's paradise. Especially when you have people like the story that I read this last week was about a zombie-obsessed, a zombie-obsessed murder suspect who was accused of decapitating a man over casino winnings, and then he talked about eating this poor man's brain.
Wow. Just so everybody gets a good understanding, I want to put this into perspective about how much money is floating around the World Series of Poker. Just in the main event, 8,500 people times 10,000 in entry fees for the main event dictates over $85 million that they take in.
$85 million?
Yeah.
Floating around. They definitely need Power Park Casino. This guy, this zombie man, killed this guy for $120.
Well, maybe he needed it. Oh, God,
he was at the wrong casino.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, so those are what's going on in World Series of Poker news. Any other notable things? I know, like I said, Negreanu was knocked out early. Ivy was knocked out early.
We can only wait until we're at a final table and there's a winner and discuss the results. I don't think there's, I get disappointed when friends and whatnot get knocked out, but there's not much you can do.
Well, here's an interesting thing I wanted to bring up with players. When these players are carrying around this much money, what percentage does the casino actually hold on to? For the main event at the $85 million, how much money will they actually hold back for themselves and give to the back of the players?
Well, whatever their rake is obviously taken out and kept by them.
Okay. And the rest is given back to the players. What's the standard rake, you think, for a big event?
Well, it depends on the casino and the event. Look at the biggest event ever. The biggest live tournament ever was just the World Series of Poker, and they didn't have any rake.
Yes, everything went back.
All depends. But let me tell you, they make a lot of money. I looked this week at the finance report. of the top five vendors in the U.S. casino gaming market from 2017 to 2021. So it is a bit of a forecast. Okay. It's got a key trend, a market driver, and, of course, the forecast. Do you want me to tell you who they are? Does anyone want to know who's earning all of the money? Yeah. So the top five, who would you guess is number one?
Caesars?
Boyd.
Oh, Boyd Gaming. That makes sense. They just acquired a bunch of properties in Las Vegas a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Right. So after that, of course, is Caesars. Right. Then Intralot. I don't even know who Intralot is.
Mm-hmm.
Sands, the Las Vegas Sands.
Okay.
And then MGM. Oh, I don't understand how they're not up there. You know, like way up the top.
MGM of is course, losing a lot of money because they are doing, in my opinion, they're doing a lot of things wrong. They're decreasing comps. They're charging for parking. They are just really squeezing the player at every turn to get as much money as they can out of them without actually any value. So that's what I believe is going on.
And so then that's making the player do the opposite?
Well, yeah, it's making them run away, you know? If you got two places that you're going to, and one gives you comps if you lose, and the other one gives you nothing, which one are you going to go to?
Well, obviously the one that gives me something. And in fact, I think, I don't even know if I've ever stayed at an MGM property, have I?
I think
they're
too
expensive. No well, one wants to stay.
The Vidara is an MGM property. I know that.
Oh, well, I've stayed at an MGM property. And the Vidara is expensive. So you go. Yeah. Very expensive. That just goes to show.
Another thing, I don't know if we talked about it last week, but the actual five most influential players in the history of poker were actually...
Oh, yes. Yes. The poker and results.
Yes, you know who they are, and I will go through
Let
them
me
one
tell
by
you,
one.
Not only do I know who they are, I have, as proof, print screens of who I chose, because I got two. I got them all right.
Really?
Yes.
Well, tell us, who were they?
Well, I don't know. I have to look at my print screen.
Oh, I see. Well, one of them that we both that
no,
we all
I mean like every category.
Oh, well, one person that we actually really know that was very influential, even though, you know, his poker results are somewhat varied, is Mr. Chris Moneymaker.
Right, yes, the Moneymaker effect. I said that has to be one of the most influential things in the World Series of Poker. So this isn't in poker. This is the World Series of Poker. So 100%, he had to be in there. He has had a huge impact on it, obviously.
Yeah.
The Moneymaker effect.
I mean, he basically catapulted online poker and made it popular for anybody to do it,
right?
That
would be like if you said in Australia, who has had the biggest effect on poker in Australia, you would say Joe Hashem. Like the Hashem effect. Boom, Australians all want to win millions of dollars and become a World Series of Poker champ now.
Right.
Who else?
Mr. Doyle Brunson was one.
Right. With the Super System, which I've never read.
No, it's I've never read. I looked at it, but it just seems to be kind of outdated. I agree with him because he's been around forever. I mean, he was one of the original godfathers.
He's been to every World Series of Poker, every 50 of them.
Yeah, all 50 of them. And another one that we all know and agree on is Daniel Negreanu.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He had to be in there. He has got such a fan base that he has dragged people into the world of poker and dragged people to watching World Series of Poker, Poker Go, all of it. You know, that's absolutely fan-based,
like
massive.
About Daniel Negreanu is that when the stuff went down with Full Tilt and Chris Ferguson and Letterer.
Just remember, this is about influential for the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
But continue.
Well, what I liked about him is he was one of the few players that publicly said, "Hey, what they did was not right, and they should be, you know, for lack of a better term, kicked out of poker altogether."
Right. Well, I think they're mending bridges now. With that said, there's people that'll never forgive them. Probably I'm one of them, but let's continue.
Another one, and this is the last one that I have on my list. There's one more. I'm not sure who it is, but the last one that I had written down was Phil Hellmuth. And Phil is definitely...
There was only four, wasn't there?
There was only four? Okay.
I thought there was five.
Maybe there was five.
Well, I forget.
I have to refer to my list. I don't know. All of the results are here. They were in my inbox, too, and stupid me didn't write this down.
Right, but Phil Hellmuth, I think we can all agree that Phil is a excellent player, even though he can be a bit of a whiny baby sometimes.
Yes, so you've got the poker kid, the poker brat, the Texas
The godfather of poker Doyle, and then you got Chris Moneymaker.
So the godfather of poker should pull these poker brats and kids into line.
Well, I do know that there was actually an episode where a tournament or a cash game or something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but where Phil Hellmuth came out dressed as like a gladiator of some sort.
Yeah, another time he was laying on the floor in the fetal position, crying and kicking like a baby.
And then this
year he had a tantrum after getting kicked out.
He yelled at a guy for playing King Nine, but I'm like, Phil, you played like 3-5 of hearts. What do you expect?
Well, anyone can play how they want to play. Yes. I hate it when people do that. No offense, Phil, but I really do.
Now, we touched on a subject last week that you wanted to talk about. This week, because something happened recently about staking players.
Well, yes, people are ripping them off now.
Yes.
Now you've
analyzed things a little bit more deeply, and you want to expand your original thoughts on it.
Absolutely, I do. So last week, there were some complaints, and the question came up is, do I think that staking should have a markup? And the answer was absolutely yes, there should be a markup. And I stand by that. I stand by that 100%. But what I'm going to say is, if you are out there and you are getting staked into the World Series of Poker main event and you're basically conning people who don't know any better into doing so, and that staking means not only, okay, this is the big thing, not only have they been staked, but they're 10 grand in front before they even sit down. So they have had their entry paid and have profited $10,000. Is not cool. That kind of markup is not cool. Certainly, as I said, everyone, has a choice to stake, and everybody has a chance to look at their horses and see if their markup is worth it and whatever else. No one is worth paying to play. Just saying. So
exactly.
If someone is selling, as an example, 50% of themselves, can you just get a calculator out just so I can make sure?
Okay, I have it.
Okay, so 50% of themselves, so that's half of what they will win will go to you at $200 per share. So each share is worth $200. Does 100 shares come to $20,000?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So basically, they're getting $20,000 they're just getting $10,000 just to sit down at the table without.
Right.
So it's free roll. It's what I call a free roll plus.
Exactly. And
you do that in 5 or 10 major tournaments, you're making, $60,000 a year.
Well, I saw one of the main women from one of the apparent leading poker groups. It wasn't the Women's Poker Association. One of the leaders of them, and I don't, care to not pinpoint these types of things. Now, they have novice players coming along and they're saying, this is how the poker world works. They're teaching people how to play, and they're doing that kind of thing. Then they're saying, before you receive whatever I win, so let's say they won the main event, okay? So they only get, the investors only get 50%.
Right.
Then it's 50% after taxes have been paid. This is what I believe I read. 50% after taxes have been paid and after the buy-in is taken out. Get the hell out of here. Why? Who gets paid 10 grand to sit down and play poker?
Not me. Disgusting. Not you.
Well, I wish I did. I wouldn't do that to people, though. That's
that
sad.
Is actually pretty strange. I mean, I know, you know, I this is why sometimes poker gets a
I was
bad
talking
name.
About. Yes, it is. I was talking about the likes of certainly Phil Hellmuth or Alan Kessler. He cashes in nearly every event that he's in. Certainly,
and those guys have been. Those guys have a proven track record. And they've been around forever, and they do have an ego to win. But people who have just come on the scene in the last few years, I don't think have any business
even asking. Well, even if they've played for 10 years, well, you know, they certainly shouldn't
are
be.
They,
are they?
They're preying on a certain group of people.
Exactly.
Is that not right?
That's right. Exactly. These people are clearly preying on newbies to poker. We want to keep them in poker, not have them realize that, holy crap, you know what, when I did the maths, that is, you know, this is the second year that I've seen this kind of thing happen in that demographic, and it just disgusts me. But anyway,
yes. Well,
I ignored it the first time. I didn't think it had happened again, but it did.
But it did.
So
yeah,
whatever.
So newbies beware. You know, just because
this is especially.
Yeah, I would definitely go. I would go through a more reputable site and not just people who are asking, you know, to cater.
Well,
to
no, because they can do that through any site at all. Use Stake Kings. They can put whatever mark up, and
I
can put the link
places.
And they can say stake me.
I haven't looked at a place in those different in those things yet, but
it certainly has those reputable sites.
Yeah. Do these sites have like results that you can look at of certain players, or are they just kind of whatever, you know, whatever it is? It's up to you to do your own research on it.
Well, I would do both, to be honest. As I was saying last week's show, I would 100% not just look at what they've won, but, you know, I'd stalk the heck out of them. Hell, you need to make sure that you... No, I'm serious. I'd become the poker CIA and FBI. I mean, I'm not out there staking people, but that's what I would do.
And another thing you got to be careful, especially with the younger generation, a lot of these players have something called leaks, and, you know, they could take that money and run, which I know happened to you.
But you were staked,
so you got to be careful. By leaks, we mean obsessions with either drugs or alcohol or prostitutes or something.
I can openly say that. Everyone knows I was. I think I might have been. If Selena Lin was classed as an Australian pro, then I wasn't. But otherwise, I was the first ever sponsored Australian female poker player,
mm-hmm.
and. Part of that sponsorship included my buy-ins, but because someone had stolen my identity, I couldn't travel to the World Series of Poker. So I gave, okay, this is just crazy. You're not going to believe what I gave away. My World Series of Poker cash entry, my flight money, my accommodation entry, everything to, like a whole bunch of, and then I get a phone call. All their stuff is locked in their motel room. I kid you not. And they need money to pay for the motel room because they don't have any because they've spent it all on cocaine and roulette and stuff.
That is definitely a...
by all, I mean in the entry, the World Series of Poker entry.
The main of all 10,000 of it?
Yes.
Oh, my.
See, you don't trust people. End of story.
Trust but verify, as Mr.
Use staking sites, stake people the proper way. They, of course, in my defense, this was the staking sites were not available back in the day and age, and so on and so forth.
Oh, I just want to tell everybody, I've been looking at my phone, and for those who know, like the last several weeks, you know, I won a major tournament in online. And I had to get my documents sent so they could send me the money that I won. And I just received an email from the WSOP.com saying, "Dear Nicholas, this is Deslin B from the support department at WSOP. I am writing you regarding your account username, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We have received and verified your documents and your account has been approved. All account restrictions have been lifted and you are ready to play for real money gaming in Nevada. Many thanks for your cooperation." So finally, I can go ahead and
play now. And only a short 6 weeks after it took me to get that money. Well, you were, when we went to Chicago, I mean, we were at the bank for quite a long time. Weren't we getting that all straight out?
We were. Gosh, that was a long time ago now.
It was a long time ago. But it's all straight now, so it looks like I can play once again, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so recap. Is the World Series of Poker still going, obviously, and next week we will have a winner, which we will discuss.
Right.
I'm hoping that Daniel Hashem, who was definitely still in at this stage, even though we don't like to talk results, he's way up there. So, you know.
Is that the new kid?
No,
There's also a new younger kid from Melbourne who was doing quite well, as I recall.
Well, Daniel Hashem is obviously Australian.
Yes.
That last name, Hashem.
Any relation to Joe Hashem?
Exactly. See? There you go. Hit nail on head. Any Aussie. I'm hoping any Aussie, actually.
Wonderful.
Or a female. No, not a female, because I want the first female to be me.
Well, Kathy Liebert actually is doing very well.
Well, there you go. She may surpass Vanessa Speltz one day in when it comes to results.
I know Miss Speltz is actually not in poker anymore, so that's quite possible.
That leaves the door open for Kathy Liebert to fly on
past her. Yeah. Oh, what else, any other interesting things we want to say before we wrap up here this week? Let's see. Earthquakes, check. Fab Four in poker.
There were many more categories. Just saying, you know, the most likely to succeed. I chose Justin Bonomo, I believe, and I believe he won. Right. And I'm saying believe because, you know, I went through it all and I read it all, and I've had a lot go through my head since, such as crying children and houses burning down.
Yes. So hopefully that won't be too bad.
There was one thing that I love talking about, the growth of gaming, casino gaming. And Puerto Rico has their Puerto Rico, a Senate bill has passed for $87 million in revenue towards casino. Sports betting. Well, sports betting laws.
Beautiful.
It's the latest U.S. because it's a U.S. territory. I don't know if many people know that. You think?
But it's been around for ages. It's not a state, but it is actually a territory.
A territory, yeah.
Yes.
Our Northern Territory and ACT here, not states, they are territories.
Right. There's a lot of construction finishing up. The Resorts World in Las Vegas is almost complete as far as the exterior. And once that's done, we will actually work 24/7 to get the interior done by next year. So that should be exciting.
There's a new casino that's going up in Greece, too.
Oh, in Greece? I've never been to Greece.
Mohegan has won the casino bid. And they were up against some great people. By great people, I mean big companies. So that's another casino.
It was brought to my attention yesterday, just one last thing on the WSOP. They actually added another event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a $50,000 buy-in, and that's what I saw on the Grotto plan. And of course, he had a crowd of people around him. And also, I looked over, and who happened to be there? But the winner of the event, the 2017 Super High Roller.
Kids and wife are being really noisy.
No, they're not my kids and wife. I am actually in the exterior of downtown Henderson near a Starbucks. So that's where I am. Yes, I like saying there's nice cool breeze and crosswind. So, but in any event, the winner of the Super High Roller Bowl, the German, in 2017.
Is that Fyodor Holtz?
Yes, I couldn't pronounce his name, but that sounds right. So, yeah, a lot of good players.
Unless I've got the wrong year.
2017.
I don't know. The wrong year, wrong person for the year. I know the year that I was there, there was a whole bunch of Germans all at a table. Oh,
yeah. They were. So, but that was a lot of interesting things going on there. So, and also, their satellites, they are cutting down the time from 30 minutes to 20 minute levels. So, That's another. Yeah, so they're making some adjustments.
We are going to have to wrap it up because I have got a smoke alarm man coming very soon. And to tell you all the truth, I'm just feeling like back in my old online poker days, back in the days where I was able to just like wake up and stay in my pajamas and chill and do my thing, because that's what I'm doing right now. Uh-huh. But I don't think naked me under my dressing gown is going to be a great thing when he turns up. Plus, there's mess everywhere. So I better get moving.
All right. Well, until next week, Miss Hot Aussie Chip.
Until next week. Please be careful. There's earthquakes there.
Aces and faces, everybody.
Bye.
All right. That's good.